Wisconsin could lose $14 million in federal grants supporting dozens of jobs at the Department of Natural Resources. It's Wednesday, June 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, lawmakers want the state to help reopen a Western Wisconsin inpatient treatment facility. And the state has announced record-breaking tourism numbers for the third year in a row. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Wisconsin may lose federal funding that supports state staff working to keep air, water, and lands clean. As Danielle Kading reports, President Donald Trump's proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency's budget next year would eliminate grants for a number of programs.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed it would lose grants to manage air quality, control water pollution, and clean up hazardous waste under the proposed cuts. In the current fiscal year, WPR identified about $14 million in EPA grants that support roughly 90 positions that may be affected. The DNR says it's still reviewing potential impacts. DNR Secretary Karen Hyun told WPR's The Larry Mueller Show the funding is important to the agency's work.
That kind of funding is really necessary for us to do our job and make sure that we're providing clean water and clean air.
Hyun said Congress will ultimately decide the agency's budget. EPA Regional Administrator Ann Vogel recently told WPR some programs may fall away, but the agency will continue to hold polluters accountable. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An immigration judge has granted bond for a Milwaukee immigrant who's facing deportation after another man sent threatening letters to President Donald Trump under his name. Ramon Morales-Reyes was arrested by ICE agents in May after federal officials claimed he threatened to kill Trump. Prosecutors in Milwaukee now say Morales-Reyes was set up by another man who was trying to block the Mexican citizen from testifying against him at an upcoming trial. The man, who has now been criminally charged for the scheme, is facing prison time for a 2023 armed robbery in which Morales-Reyes was the victim. But Morales-Reyes has been in custody at the ICE Detention Center in Dodge County since his arrest. Yesterday, a judge set his bond at $7,500. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security could appeal that decision. Morales-Reyes hopes to receive a temporary visa to remain in the United States. Republican lawmakers in western Wisconsin want the state to help reopen the region's largest inpatient substance abuse treatment facility. Rich Kramer has the details.
A GOP bill would give a $1 million grant to Lutheran Social Services to reopen a 50-bed treatment center in Chippewa Falls. It closed last year, along with two hospitals and several clinics. Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan CEO Hector Cologne says the money would offset the expected $3 million cost to purchase and renovate the facility. He says the closures left Western Wisconsin in desperate need of mental health and addiction services.
So for us to be able to rise and to the occasion and come forth to provide these much needed services is very much needed in this community right now.
Under a best case scenario, Cologne says the treatment center could be back up and running by early 2026. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's tourism industry saw its third straight year of record-setting economic impact in 2024, according to a statement from Governor Tony Evers. The state's tourism industry generated $25.8 billion in total economic impact last year. That's according to Travel Wisconsin. In central Wisconsin's rural Adams County, the economic impact from tourism grew by nearly 7% last year alone. That was the largest increase in the state. Megan Steckelberg leads the local visitors bureau. She says the area's outdoor recreation spots make it a popular summer visit.
That's what people are drawn to. They want to get away from the city and they want to get away from the big life, you know, and come here and just relax and enjoy life.
The tourism industry also supported 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs last year. Coming up, We'll have a story from Wisconsin Life about how one Wisconsinite fell in love with polka music. Stay with us.
Need a hand with that? Maybe Larry can help.
Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at training your pet.
And see if you can manage your debt on your own.
There is an iPhone storage setting that you can go into. It will tell you how much storage each application on your phone is using.
And I found that incredibly helpful.
Great questions.
You can be a lot of things.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a musician from the Milwaukee area.
The year was 1984. Prince came out with Purple Rain. Bruce Springsteen was touring for Born in the USA. And on the south side of Milwaukee, America's polka king, Frankie Yankovic, performed at Our Lady Queen of Peace Parish Festival. In attendance that day was 6-year-old Mike Schneider. The Yankovic concert changed his life because it inspired Schneider to pick up the accordion. WPR's Nick Rommel recently talked with the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Famer at a gig in Eagle.
When Mike Schneider tells that story about seeing Frankie Yankovic play for the first time, it's almost like the concert put a lifelong spell on him.
The idea was my parents would go listen to Frankie, and I would go on the church festival rides. And the instant that I heard Frankie Yankovic play, I just decided I had to play the accordion, and I was so captivated. Just sat there through the whole afternoon and watched Frankie play, and the rest is kind of history, I guess you'd say. I've been playing ever since. And you know, the interesting thing is had my parents taken me to a Bruce Springsteen concert that same day, would I be a rocker now? I don't know. That's one of those mysteries of life.
Instead, Schneider became a polka accordion player. He was only in second grade when he had his first gig with his dad, Paul, who played the accordion too.
It was for an event called Sewer Fest, because it was a church that my dad's cousin belonged to. They were having a sewer put in along the street that their church was on.
He kept gigging with his dad at parish festivals and in bars and dance halls around Milwaukee, like the Country Keg, the Pulaski Inn, and kind of like his life's work just came to him on one important day, songs pretty much just come to him, too.
It's a lot of work for me to read the notes on the page. I'm much quicker, for whatever reason, being able to listen to something and pick it up that way.
To this day, Schneider learns tunes by ear and internalizes them, but he says they always sound a little different when they come back out, like sometimes with jazz chords.
The one guy that I play with, Jim Thal, always says, "You Schneiderized it." So I guess I have my own spin on things. You know, to keep my sanity, I play other types of music too, and I think that helps a lot. If I was just doing polka, 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 waltz, polka, then I maybe would get bored.
Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. Granite spires are standing all around.
Schneider has recently made the polka big time. The Milwaukee Brewers asked him to record snippets of polka songs to punctuate the action at American Family Field. So when you hear "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" and "Roll Out the Barrel" at Brewers games, that's Schneider playing.
You know, when you go to a game, you're hearing a piece of your state, which I think is just so cool. So,
and he's modest about it.
Blows my mind that they're using my stuff and that they asked me to do it. It's a real honor.
Today, Schneider lives in Rock County with his wife and kids, who are more into robotics than polka, but you can hear him playing anywhere polka's found in southeast Wisconsin and at public libraries across the country during his pint-sized polka children's tour.
It's funny, people say I sound like I'm from Canada, but I never spent a day north of Brown Deer until I was... Well, my aunt lives in Fond du Lac, so we went up to see her. So that's as far north as I ever spent until I was maybe 20 years old.
Just listen for his voice. You won't miss it.
WPR's Nick Rommel brought us that story on polka musician Mike Schneider. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And finally, quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds today and warmer than it has been, with highs in the 70s and 80s. We could see a little bit of light rain in central Wisconsin later on today. Storms and showers start in western Wisconsin overnight and will move southeastwardly throughout the night, with low temperatures in the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.